The 23rd of December. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us listen for the voice of the Lord, and enter into his peace. Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. All Lord we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Zion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of the people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has summoned heaven and earth to witness his judgment of his people. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky. All that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress. I will free you and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will come to free you. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says this to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments, and take my covenant on your lips, You who despise my law and throw my words to the winds. You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You who sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son, you do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A sacrifice of thanksgiving will honour me. Lord, let your love come upon me. Grant me the saving help of your promise. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 51. Listen to me, you who pursue integrity, who seek the Lord. Consider the rock you were hewn from, the quarry from which you were cut. Consider Abraham your father and Sarah who gave you birth. For he was all alone when I called him, but I blessed and increased him. Yes, the Lord has pity on Sion, has pity on all her ruins, turns her desolation into an Eden, her wasteland into the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, you peoples, listen to me, you nations, for from me comes the law, and my justice shall be the light of the peoples. I will establish my integrity speedily, my salvation shall come like the light. My arm shall judge the peoples, the islands put their hope in me, put their trust in my strength. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look down at the earth. The heavens will vanish like smoke, the earth wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like vermin. But my salvation shall last forever, and my justice have no end. Listen to me, you who know what integrity means, people who take my laws to heart. Do not fear the taunts of men, nor be dismayed by their insults, for the moth shall eat them like garments, the grub devour them like wool, but my integrity will remain forever, and my salvation for all generations. Awake, awake, clothe yourself in strength, arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the past, in times of generations long ago. Did you not split Rahab in two, and pierce the dragon through? Did you not dry up the sea, the waters of the great abyss, to make the seabed a road for the redeemed to cross? Those whom the Lord has ransomed return. They come to Sion shouting for joy, everlasting joy in their faces. Joy and gladness go with them. Sorrow and lament are ended. A responsory based on Isaiah 51. Pay attention to me, you peoples. Listen to me, you nations. My just one is near. My Saviour is close at hand. Those whom the Lord has ransomed shall return. They will come to Sion shouting for joy. My just one is near. My Saviour is close at hand. A reading from the treatise of St. Hippolytus against the heresy of Noetus. There is one God, and we can come to know him only through the sacred scripture. So then, let us look at what scripture proclaims. Let us discover what its teaching is. As the Father wants to be believed, so let us believe. As he wants the Son to be glorified, so let us glorify him. As he wants the Holy Spirit to be given, so let us receive him. We must not act in accordance with our own mind or our own will. We must not do violence to what God has given. We must look at things rather as God has chosen to make them known through Scripture. God, existing alone, without contemporary of any sort, decided to make the world. He conceived it in his mind, willed it, spoke the word, and so made it, and immediately it came into being, formed as he had willed it. It is enough for us simply to know that God had no contemporary. Apart from him, there was nothing. But though alone, God was manifold. He was not without reason or wisdom or power or counsel. All things were in him, and he was all. When he willed, and as he willed, he revealed his word at times which he himself had determined. Through his word, he made all things. The word was in God and was invisible to the created world, but God made him visible. He spoke as he had done before, and, begetting light from light, he sent forth his own mind to the world as its Lord. He who formerly had been visible only to God and invisible to the world was now made visible, so that through this manifestation the world could see him and be saved. The Word is the mind of God. He came into the world and was shown forth as Son of God. All things, then, came into being through him, and he alone is from the Father. It was this one God who gave the law and the prophets. In giving them, he made them speak by the Holy Spirit. The Father's power inspires them, and they proclaim the Father's purpose and will. And so the word was manifested. St. John sums up what the prophets said and shows that this is the word through whom all things came to be. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being but through him. Later he goes on, the word had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. Responsory from Isaiah 9. A child shall be born for us, and this is the name they shall give him, Mighty God. He shall sit upon the throne of David his father, and rule. Dominion shall be laid upon his shoulders. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of men. He shall sit upon the throne of David, his father, and rule. Dominion shall be laid upon his shoulders. Let us pray. Almighty God, now that the birthday of your Son as man is drawing near, we pray that your eternal Word, who took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and came to dwell among men, will show your unworthy people the greatness of his love and mercy, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.